Welcome back, Dan. I'm calm, professional female, and we're turning our attention to climate change, not as a single story, but as a fast-moving global picture shaped by science, energy, economics, technology, and public policy. Following that picture can be difficult. A dramatic headline may describe a genuine turning point, a temporary record, or simply a small development presented without context. Meanwhile, some of the most consequential changes can appear technical or gradual. A stronger scientific assessment, a shift in emissions from a major sector, a clean energy technology reaching commercial scale, or a binding policy that changes investment decisions across an entire industry. This course is designed to help you distinguish signal from noise. We'll focus on developments with durable significance, landmark findings supported by substantial evidence, emissions trends that reveal meaningful movement, clean energy milestones with credible potential at scale, and policy changes capable of altering what governments, companies, and consumers actually do. As we examine these developments, four questions will keep us oriented. What changed? How strong is the evidence? Which regions, communities, or industries are most affected? And what should we watch next? Those questions matter because climate news rarely stands alone. Scientific findings influence public priorities. Policy affects capital and infrastructure. Technology changes what is practical and affordable. Emissions data then show whether those forces are producing measurable results. We'll also keep uncertainty in view. Climate evidence can be robust, even when researchers are still refining the size, timing, or regional distribution of an effect. Likewise, an announced target is not the same as an enacted law, and an enacted law is not the same as successful implementation. A laboratory breakthrough is different from a bankable technology that can be manufactured and deployed widely. Learning to recognize those distinctions makes the news more useful and less overwhelming. The aim is neither optimism nor pessimism for its own sake. It is informed attention, understanding where risks are intensifying, where progress is becoming consequential, and where claims remain ahead of the evidence. So, as the global climate story unfolds across temperatures, emissions, investment, infrastructure, and law, what would count as a true turning point, and how could we recognize one while it is happening?